Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Not a single mention of the Republicans subpoenaing the Bidens' records in Google News a couple of days ago when it happened. I'm talking front page. They mentioned the drone being shot down by the Russians, or maybe it collided. I can't remember how they framed it. I wonder, is this a payback for the Nord Stream 2 sabotage? Joe Biden seems to be wanting to pick a war with Russia, doesn't he? Oh, wait, we're already in a war with Russia. That's right. We've spent $200 billion propping up Ukraine, whether you like that or not. I'm just giving you the numbers. But we're at war with Russia. $200 billion is not chump change. I mean, it is to the Joe Biden, budget. But for most people, it's not. That's a lot of money. It's larger than Ukraine's GDP. So we've sent enough money to buy Ukraine. Funny, isn't it? Considering that it's probably just payback for the little bit of chump change that Hunter Biden got from Burisma. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I can tell you, I'm absolutely blown away at how little coverage, everything that we hold near and dear, how much it gets on the left. They talked about DeSantis' comments about Ukraine, where he said, why are we involved in this? We need to just get out of it. I have friends that agree. I have friends that disagree. One of my friends sent me a note the other day saying, you know, Kevin, I like DeSantis up until he said that. Okay, well, you know, I don't know whether DeSantis is going to run and if he could beat Trump, but who are you going to like? You going to like everything they do, yes or no? The short answer is probably no, but if you're going to err on the side of not liking a guy, getting us out of a war, not letting us be provoked with Russians and drones and things like this that could potentially get us into an even larger version of this war, would be nice. What did Joe Biden, when he talked about his tuck and run strategy from Afghanistan, talked about the thousands of lives lost and the trillions of dollars paid for what? What did we get out of that thing with Afghanistan? Trump came in and said, look, we're not fighting the wars in these godforsaken third world crap holes. Fight it yourselves. That's not where American money should be spent. It should be spent on developing Americans, developing people, businesses here. And he was 100% right. Yeah, thanks. My producer potted me down. We were a little hot there. I tend to get a little heated when we're talking about our stuff. What else was in the news? California flooding. There was not one mention of January 6th. There was not one mention of Fetterman, Sling Blade Fetterman. There was not one mention of Joe Biden and the potential to be the big guy. There was no mention of those SARS reports. This is Google saying, Kevin, here's the stuff we've got for you. I've got the screenshots. And then I changed it. I said, no, I want more politics and all this. So I finally did a Hunter Biden search. I did a search just on Hunter Biden. And it was a mixed emotion. One of the articles was the Republicans, disillusion targeting of Hunter Biden. I mean, there even an article like that came up on Google search. But Hunter Biden, SARS reports, Comer, none of the things that are near and dear, things that we would be talking about. There was one article about the bank failure. You get this. They blamed Trump for SV Bank failing. Silicon Valley Bank. Democrats, folks, have their backs against the ropes more than any time in history. There is truly nowhere for them to run and nowhere for them to hide. But let me tell you, this is when they get the most squirrely. Don't think these minions won't try to take advantage and push through everything that they can. Every piece of legislation, pipe dream, I'll use that word instead, every pipe dream, you know, thing they've ever wanted to do, they do it even when they know you've got them, when they're guilty. Look, if you don't believe me, go look at everything that Chuck Schumer and these guys are talking about doing right now. You'll see reparations, universal basic income, whatever. You'll see it'll be a plethora of Democrat nonsense, climate change legislation, releasing people from prison. They'll be doing things that say, you can't do this to Congress if we do this. All this stuff is going on right now under our eyes, I promise you. They get more ruthless when you put their backs against the wall. But you know what happens to us? We get more complacent. And this is why I'm telling you, you better wake up. You better get madder than a drug-sniffing dog with a head cold. Pile on. Kick that dead horse. Keep preaching to the converted. Shoo the goose. Spit in the wind. It ain't going to hurt you. Plow the sand. Milk the ram. Kick the can. Hedge your bets. I don't know what else I can give you to use on it, but use all those sayings that whatever fits, but don't leave anything unchallenged. Don't leave anything undone. What do you got? What could you be talking about? Well, here's a reminder. Classified documents. What's up with that, Joe Biden? And how do they tie to the Chinese? I'm gonna tie China together in this show with you. I'm going to tell you all the people associated with Joe Biden's China stuff. It's amazing. 1 to 2 degrees of separation, and you've got direct influence from the Chinese Communist Party into the Biden administration. I'm not even talking about the systemic stuff they've done. The spies that we know, they say there's 2,200 Chinese spies in America. I think that's a low number. And what about the obvious? Feinstein being driven around by a Chinese spy, Swalwell dating a spy, Hunter Biden employing a spy, or many others. Joe Biden just appointed a spy to run APEC. I talked about it on another show. They're not even shame. They have no shame over this stuff. Unbelievable. Okay, back to this. Classified documents. Everywhere. We know Hunter was looking at this stuff. We know he's giving State Department communique in his emails. We know this. Hot air balloons flying across the country. Documented payments from the Chinese. What about our trade deficit with China? I covered that the other day. I just talked about the Chinese spies. I'm going to cover the number of Chinese spies in the Biden administration in just a second. So here's what I want to ask the question of the leftists. What if it turns out that Joe Biden did know about Hunter Biden's business dealings? What if we cracked that one lie? What are you going to say then, and what will the media do? Ask the leftists this. What are you going to do when that lie's broken?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm out with the fam the other day. We were headed to a ball game. And since we weren't sure if we could pay with parking, Melissa goes, well, let's make sure. Let's pull over. There's a Chase Bank. We have our money in multiple banks depending on the business. And we did that for a reason, you know, so just because. But we didn't want to put all our money in one bank. So anyway, we pull over to Chase. Melissa goes up to the machine, puts in a cart, plenty of money, and it says it couldn't do the transaction. It said something like, our bank is unable to do this transaction right now. And we, you know, we're trying to get $50. Because we suspect that we're going to have to pay in cash. And I said, nah, it's probably okay. They've got these new little, I paid somewhere the other day, they had the little smart thing, what was it called, a square, that the guy plugged into his phone. So I said, it'll be okay. And as soon as we get up to the ballpark, they go, oh, cash only, cash only, cash only, every one of the lots, cash only. Yep. So I know there's some of you thinking, Kevin, you didn't have no money in the bank, black man. Quit lying. I did. I had $50. I had $47. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I promise you I had at least $50. I could pay for parking. So, but they wouldn't let us have the money. And it was a strange thing. And here's the other thing about that before I get to the parking. Had there been a person there, I would have, because it wasn't a bank. We went to an ATM. But had we gone to the bank and they said, well, we can't get your money, I would have been, what are you talking about? I got money in your bank. Give me my money. But because I didn't get it, I got it out of a machine, and I was headed to somewhere else, I dismissed it. But let me tell you, if I had gone out on social media and said, hey, I couldn't get my money out of Chase Bank, you need to go get your money, well, who knows? I'm so popular, they could have shut down Chase Bank. That's a joke. But it didn't, of course, in the thing, while we're thinking about the whole banking failures, we're cruising on away, and Melissa goes, huh. And I said, well, that doesn't affect Chase. She goes, well, it might have. There's been a run on all the banks. Because this is, you know, in the afternoon, it's a game, you know. Well, it was after banks had closed. I apologize. It was. But anyway, long story short, we go to the park. Sure enough, all these signs, cash only, cash only, cash only. Now, I remember not long ago, during the time of COVID, companies didn't want cash. They had and still have credit card only signs all over the place. I see these mostly at the airport, a place where I believe mass testing occurs quite often. I remember being at the airport during the time of when COVID was just getting started, and a black lady had her mask on. It was below her nose, but she had it on, and I didn't have a mask, and they were mandating masks. Starting to, just the beginning. And she said, where's your mask? And I said, I don't wear it. And she said, and I was checking out. She says, well, I'm not supposed to serve you if you don't have your mask. And that was a tip off. They were testing the mask. Can we get you to do something in mass by enforcing this stupid rule? And sure enough, it wasn't long after that, we were all over, I gotta wear the mask. And the Gestapo, if they see you wearing it below your nose, they'd be like, raise it up, do this, do that. Everybody became police. Well, I remember when, you know, cash only. Credit card only, credit card only. And then there would be places that would say, if you give us cash, we may not give you your change back because we don't have enough coins. Do you remember that? Think about it, you buy something and it's $3.13 and you give them a five and all they give you back is a dollar. So you just contributed 87 cents to the cause. How many people would it take for you to get over in that regard? Wouldn't you like to be the accountant at that company? I mean, when you get the till and it's like plenty of money. Stores would tell you this. If you use cash, you may not get your change back. I have over $500, I bet you, in change in a big jar at my house. I keep it almost like gold. I look at it and go, ooh, my precious. And I could go take it to one of these coin stars and, you know, put that money in the bank. Shoot. Man, I'm going to keep that. But I'm confused about money. I'm not going to lie to you because the Fed wants digital currency. I know they do. They want to track everything that we do. And I want you to imagine a world where an accountant can tell you every aspect of your life with a money trail. You think the Bidens would want to live with this? But before I dump into their stuff, think about you go out. I hate this about us. We will have 24 water bottles at the house. Won't take these things cost you like 12 cents each when you buy them in bulk. Won't take one to the ball game where my son's playing. And then we go buy three new bottles for $2.49 each at a convenience store. Drives me crazy. Anyway, all this stuff is making me wonder what's going on. Because if you have this money trail where somebody can say to you, you're wasteful. Do you want to confront that? Do you want to confront that water issue I just described in every aspect of your life? Like, why did you pay extra for this? Why did you pay for parking when you could have been farther away and just walked? Would have been more inconvenient, but you would have gotten your exercise. I'm sounding like the government right now, aren't I? I love cash, folks. I'm going to tell you this. Even though it carries no more weight economically than my credit card, I love handling it. And I'm a dinosaur. I remember the first time I saw somebody use that tap feature on a credit card to pay his bill. I was floored. And sadly, I still had the manual credit card. You had to slide down the phone, and then they started doing the chip. How many times have you still handed your card to a hostess only to be told, no, the machine's there. You got to do it yourself. I do it often because I've been trained to utilize the human in front of me and not that stupid machine that they put there. So I'm an anachronist. I'm waking up like Rip Van Winkle. They're like, we don't touch it. We work here, but we don't work here. You do the work. About a year ago, I watched a woman pay for something with her phone. And I was impressed, but it took me a while to do it. You know who got me to do it? I hate to admit this. Starbucks. I dislike Starbucks. I don't hate them, but I dislike them. But having that app proves that I'm making the transition into the digital currency world. But then I get this rude awakening that says, cash only. Cash only. What about gold? I got paid in gold once by one of my radio sponsors because I said I just wanted to have the gold versus currency. I don't know that it's worth any more money. I know it is a little bit because I got it at about $1,200. Now it's $1,900. So I've made a little bit of cash, but not much. I don't know where this is going, folks. I'm just telling you. I'm confused. I know they want to go to digital, but then we get these rude awakenings, these bank runs. How are you going to pay for something when your credit card's not accepted? That's a scary feeling. Think about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An arrest warrant has been issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine. The International Criminal Court issued the warrant today. It accuses Putin of war crimes as it centers around children being deported. In light of the warrant being issued, the court said it's, quote, mindful that the conduct is allegedly ongoing. Senator Ted Cruz is blaming the downfall of Silicon Valley Bank on the Federal Reserve in San Francisco, which he says is fixated on so-called wake practices. He's calling for an oversight investigation into the bailout. The Prime Minister of Ireland is spending St. Patrick's Day in Washington meeting with President Biden. The Irish Prime Minister said he never thought that he'd see a war like this happening in Europe in his lifetime. The holiday events will end later today at the White House, where the Prime Minister will present Biden with a traditional shamrock. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the next hour, I'm going to add to the discussion about the digital currency. But for now, I want to discuss the despicable Bidens. And related to that, I will say this. If you were the Bidens, would you want your money tracked digitally? Don't you think right now they wish they had done some cash stuff? You know, the old suitcase at the airport, you know, into the locker type clandestine activity. They left a digital trail that's going to get Hunter arrested and Joe Biden impeached. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Jim Jordan talking about the suppression of information.
About Twitter. Twitter! And even with Twitter, you cannot find actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech. And when I say lawful, I mean non-criminal speech, because plenty of speech is non-criminal.
I'll give you one. Gentlemen's time to expire. I'd ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the following email from Clark Humphrey, Executive Office of the Presidency, White House Office, January 23rd, 2021, that's the Biden administration, 4:39 a.m. Hey, folks, this goes to Twitter. Hey, folks, wanted to use the term Mr. Goldman just used. Wanted to flag the below tweet, and I'm wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP.
Boom.
That is.
Could you read the below tweet?
So I want to stop there because I want to remind you what Goldman said. You cannot find any direct government censorship of any lawful free speech. Lawful? What is he talking about? Government censorship of people saying take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Government censorship that pushes back on the idea of the vaccines. Government censorship that pushes back on the idea of the morbidity or mortality rate, if you will, of COVID. What do you mean? Lawful speech. What's he talking about? And then as Jim Jordan is telling him, oh, really? So let me show you what they said about this. He said, well, what? Give me the proof. He's going to ask for the proof. So let's hear the rest of the clip.
And then if we can keep an eye out for tweets that fall in this same genre, that would be great. This is a tweet on the very issue that Thomas
can you just, brought. For the fullness of the record, can you read the, because I've not seen this, can you read the tweet that it's referencing?
I don't have the tweet here with me, but the gentleman's point was, tell us, you said no time did government try to tell Twitter to take that, to explicitly remove something. And
no, I said explicitly remove lawful speech. Lawful speech. We're going to conflate. The First Amendment is not absolute.
Twitter, this is something from Robert Kennedy Jr.
But for the record,
I assume that's lawful
speech.
It's
a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Because Robert Kennedy Jr. said it, that's why it's lawful speech.
Just a minute, Mr. Goldman.
All I'm saying is, you said in no time did the government explicitly say to take a tweet down. Here we have it, right here, from the White House. They couldn't even wait 2 days. 2 days into this administration, they were asked Twitter to take something down, and we will get you the underlying tweet.
Thank you.
I recognize the gentlelady from New York.
Will you place it into the record as well, sir? The underlying tweet?
Robert Kennedy Jr. Is talking about, he's talking about Hank Aaron's death after he received the vaccine. That's.
Welcome back, folks. So they scrambled, his staffers, Jim Jordan did. They got the tweet, and the tweet was about Hank Aaron's death. Somebody questioned Hank Aaron's death. I want you to understand what they're talking about there is it's bigger than it looks, because he's now, Goldman is wanting to determine what's lawful speech and what's unlawful speech. So that's exactly what they were doing to suppress it. And let's not remember, these are the same people that we learned from the Twitter files who completely suppressed all information that was negative about Hunter Biden. They were in cahoots. So let's get to these Biden family ties, right? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer believes that more than half a dozen members of the Biden family clan may have been involved in various worldwide business schemes that profited off their family name. Comer, whose committee is investigating the Biden family's business dealings, shared the insight in an interview that he did on Laura Ingraham, and he says this: at the end of this, I think we're going to see that there are probably 6 or 7 Biden family members that were involved in various schemes around the world. He didn't mention any names in the interview and declined to reveal the identity of the unnamed Biden family member who got proceeds from a $3 million wire to Hunter Biden associate John Rob Walker just weeks after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2012. Follow the money. How long have I been saying this? I didn't invent the phrase, by the way. People know. Follow the money. You want to find out what somebody's up to? Follow the money. You want to find out where their heart lies? The old saying is, your heart lies where your treasure lies. In other words, where you're spending your money is where your heart is. Hunter spends his on prostitutes. What, would you want to be a woman dating Hunter Biden if he's spending his money on prostitutes? That's where his heart lies. His heart lies in not building emotional bonds, but in these superficial things that gets him what he thinks he needs. What a sick individual. Look, I'm not moralizing about him. I've watched enough two Men and a Kid, or what's the show with Charlie Sheen? They talk openly about Charlie's use of prostitutes, but they also show him as a womanizer. A guy that isn't about relationships. So, that's Hunter Biden. That's his treasure. Look at where Joe Biden spends his money. Look at where Bernie Sanders spends his newfound wealth. These people are disingenuous and they're liars. Anyway, Comer, they say he's contacted 4... I love this. I got to tell you, there's a methodology to it, okay? A consistency. And now that the Republicans have gotten back the House, they dropped this stupid investigation of Trump's taxes. Trump's taxes have zero to do with his presidency. He gave everybody the taxes he was supposed to give them, and they wanted more. Meanwhile, look at what the Bidens are doing. So anyway, I love the what am I, God, I can't think of the word, but he's being very methodical. The process. They contacted four of Hunter Biden's business associates. This is what he said last Friday. He says, well, and we know about John Rob Walker and the clip where he says, you're going to bring us down, Tony.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the fact.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
That was it. Bury all of us, man. You're going to bury all of us, man. Anyway, here's what Comer goes on to say. He says, I've just been chairman for the committee for 5 weeks, and we've already made contact. And I'm pleased to say, are getting some cooperation from some of the people involved in the influence peddling. And it's very interesting what he said there. He didn't say that may have been involved in influence peddling. He said from some of the people involved in the influence peddling. Now, see, Hunter's going to say one thing, and Joe's going to say something else. But these people, I can almost tell you, just from reading between the lines, Comer's got a commitment from them that they're saying, we were influence peddling. We use what we knew we would be able to get from the big guy to do this thing. And I cannot wait until the money scheme, like in other words, when as they start subpoenaing records and they get these SARS reports and they say, okay, here are the people that all collected money, and somehow that money goes to Joe. In other words, if I paid my son money from a deal, if somebody paid my son money from a deal, and then my son ended up putting money in my bank account, it would be very interesting. But let's say that's one buzzard circling. But let's say six of my family members all get paid from a deal, and then you can find a transaction where every one of them gave me money. Now we got a real smoking gun, and as my buddy says, if there's one buzzard circling, something may have died. But if there's 100 buzzards circling, something's dead. So I can't wait. He says, we're starting with everyone in terms of subpoenas. He says, we're going to do whatever it takes to get to the truth. This is what we've lacked for the past few years, starting with Obama, because the Democrats have such a fear of the truth. It's like, you know, water to the wicked witch. I'm not here to get people's hopes up falsely or anything, but this is the closest we've come to getting to the truth of this, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Why in the world should we even be interested in this investigation? The Oversight Committee has begun on the Biden family, and what's the end game? What legislation or what fixes are you anticipating coming up with?
Everybody should be concerned because this is a threat to our national security. I mean, we all agree in Washington, even the Democrats, that China is our biggest threat. And what the average American is concerned about is China taking over the world. Every American was watching those balloons go over. They're angry that China's buying farmland. But what we're finding out is part of what the Biden family influence peddling involved was the Biden family were trying to work with China to get their foot in the door on the American energy industry, to try to help them not only buy liquefied natural gas, but also to buy ownership in the drillers. So this is an instance where our energy industry is a significant threat to our national security. And who was helping China navigate the federal bureaucracy? The Biden family. So we need to try to get to the bottom of this. And I think the American people deserve the truth. And at the end of the day, there will be a legislative fix. We're going to fix this to where there's a clear line as to what a family member can do with respect to a president of the United States as far as doing business overseas, and to increase the ethics and transparency laws to where this never happens again.
82% of people in a CNBC poll said that Congress must investigate the Bidens. Welcome back, folks. That was Comer at CPAC explaining how this deal is bigger than what people think. This is the Bidens trying to help China take over an American industry, the energy industry. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump made it clear. You can get your little plastic parts and your board games and your books and all that from China. But what you can't do, you can't get your steel. You can't get other precious metals. You can't get, you know, what he called critical infrastructure from China. And he knew that they were backdooring through other countries, Argentina and other places, shipping steel in from other countries. And he says, if you're caught doing that, you're not going to do business with the United States. And what happened during that period is the United States eclipsed China in gross domestic product. I want you to understand, 330 million people are more productive than 1.6 billion Chinese. So we've got one quarter of the population of China, actually less than that, one quarter of the population, and we are on par with them. We were on par with them in GDP. We're now ahead of them in GDP. That means Americans are more productive. And keep in mind, we got half of the country that's lazy, that doesn't want to work. So half the country that's actually working is 800% more productive than the average Chinese. Just putting the numbers in perspective, folks. But anyway, going back to this, Joe Biden is selling out the energy industry. Well, what else is he selling out? A lot more. They're buying our farmland. By the way, that farmland they talk about, those are going near strategic government installations. No wonder 82% of the people want Joe Biden investigated and his family, because they need to be. But I want to talk about the associations between Biden and the Chinese. There's an article that I read, and it says that that the fledgling presidency has, by political necessity, sought to create a veneer of toughness towards China with rhetoric, while from its earliest days, literally and figuratively bending over for China with a battery of weak policies, which seemed to reinforce this view. And the view is Joe Biden is pretending to be tough on China while he's allowing them to do whatever they want. Then he pretty much excoriates Biden. He says that those seeking high-level positions in government, particularly in the realm of national security and foreign policy, typically hail from a ruling class that is largely captured by China. He's saying the people that Joe Biden is appointing are, there's no doubt of their connection to China. So let me just give you a few of them. Secretary of State Tony Blinken co-founded a consultancy, West Tech Advisors, that among other things helped corporations and academic institutions pursue their interest in China. His administration colleagues, the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, were on the West Exec's payroll. So direct interaction with China with his Secretary of State. Now, you could argue, well, Blinken, you know, we need to have relations with China. And, I mean, you can make the argument. By the way, this article was written in 2021. He goes on, Secretary Blinken was also managing director of the Penn Biden Center, backed by the University of Pennsylvania, which allegedly saw a major uptick in anonymous Chinese funding to the tune of $10 million following the center's opening. Funds that may have flowed to it. Well, we now know those funds did flow to it, and they were from Chinese nationals. UN Ambassador, no, before we get to that one, Central Intelligence Agency Director Designate William Burns ran the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which was reportedly underwritten in part with up to $2 million from CCP-tied businessmen and think tanks. This is the CIA director they wanted to put in place. United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who spoke favorably of China during a paid speech at Savannah State University, delivered to one of the CCP's Trojan Horse Confucius Institutes, was a senior vice president at former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's Albright Stonebridge Group. The global strategic advisory and commercial diplomacy firm touts its China practice as the firm's, quote, largest single country group. Several of its members, including its head, have worked for the Chinese government. Asia Czar Kurt Campbell was board vice chairman of a Confucius Institute-tied student language exchange organization, the U.S. China Strong Foundation, which has been further linked to the CCP. He has vowed to recuse himself from certain matters due to the Asia-related work at the consultancy he found subsequent to the time he spent in the Obama administration. Look, this is a litany of stuff. You got to read the article. Just Google Biden China ties, and you'll see, or Biden administration. He goes on. Other secondary and tertiary ties abound among officials such as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Senior Advisor on China on the State Department's Policy Planning Staff, Mira Rapp Hooper, Undersecretary of Defense Policy Designate Colin Call, who also served as a strategic consultant at the Penn Biden Center, and contenders for critical conditions such as would-be NASA Administrator and former Florida Senator Bill Nelson and would-be UN Ambassador to China and former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. This is to say nothing, he writes, of the links between the family members of such officials in CCP and or its affiliates and friends. On this point, Biden himself, at the absolute minimum, faces the appearance of a major conflict of interest in the way of his closest relatives' financial dealings with CCP-linked individuals and entities, to say nothing of his own alleged stake. It's damning. And it's not even, I mean, it would be different if we were digging for this. We're not digging. It says the foregoing demonstrates that the CCP touches major centers of power and influence in America, the corporate world, the academy, and the related worlds of public policy and thought leadership. These are all feeders to government. The CCP touches these individuals and institutions through developing direct personal relationships, lavishing money on them, and leveraging dupes, useful idiots, and winning assets of the CCP. If you operate in the rarefied air of the corporate boardrooms and major multinational corporations, the sumptuous offices of prominent think tanks or posh Ivy League facility lounges, as the credentialed elites tap for top government official government positions do, you're likely exposed to communist China's influence. This is so amazing to me. He says, even if such individuals are of unimpeachable character, unquestionably patriotic and prudent, it is reasonable to assume they will interact with Chinese officials, de facto officials, active agents of influence, unknowing agents of influence, and furthermore feel the impact of the CCP line pervading the institutions in which they work. In other words, he's saying, you can't not be part of it. If you're part of the Biden administration and you're squeaky clean, you're still going to get dirt just because of the number of people that this guy's got surrounding him. These people are as dirty as they come.
Rip. putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.